Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Man Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Mem Chet Amud Aleph, continuing with our sugya of Hazmana Milta or Hazmana Lav Milta, the machloket between Abaye and Rava, dealing with appurtenances relating to a mate, and each one staked out his position. Abaye said Hazmana Milta, that it is a meaningful thing. And designation, and that something, for instance, the index case that we're talking about is if somebody is preparing a shroud, at the minute they start preparing and setting it up for that, it is already osur b'hana. Rava said it's not. Meitave. Kipashu tame midras. If a woman has a head covering, which has a din of tumat midras, which means that if Zav walked on it or sat on it or something, that would be tame tumat midras. Untanato the sefer, then she gave it to the Beit Knesset to use it as a cover up a sefer Torah. Tahor min amidras. However, aval tamehu magamidras. It has a din of tumat magamidras, because touched to midras. So that means that even without her doing anything, setting it aside already gives it is meaningful. The answer is ema netanato ukrachto. Not only she gave it, but they also folded around the sefer. They used it. So lama li netano ukrachto. Why do we need both? Kedrav Chista. This is Sugi and Brachot in the third parak. Kedrav Chista. Hai sudra da azman in the meitzabai tefillin. If you have a pouch that you use, you set aside, you use for tefillin, vetsarbe tefillin, and you put tefillin in there, in other words, azmana and action, asur the meitzabai pshita. You're not allowed to put coins in there, because already set aside for tefillin. Azman evelo tsarbe, if you set it aside but didn't put tefillin in there, or tsarbe velo azmane, you put tefillin in there but didn't designate it for that, it was temporary, coincidental, shari in the mitzvah b'shita, you're allowed to put coins in there, which means according to Rav Chista, you need both an action and the designation. According to Abaye, he would have to modify Rav Chista and say, once you set it aside, even if you didn't put tefillin in there, you can't put tefillin. So you can't put coins. Tzarbe, but if you put tefillin there, i'azmane ini lo azmane lo. Even if you put tefillin there, it doesn't mean anything until you designate it, because according to Abaye, that's everything. All right, toshma. Nefesh means like a mausoleum or a tomb, tombstone. Shibna'o l'shem chai. You built it for a person who's alive. It's a sort of an andarta. Mutar b'hana. You gotta get a hana from it. Hosif po dimos achad l'shem mate. Then you added even one brick to it for a mate. Asur b'hana'a. So you see that you really do have to, the action is the main thing. Achab ma'achab ha'eskinan derama b'bei mate. You actually put the mate there. So the designation of it is not enough. You actually have to put the mate there. Yachim, not your Yosef. So then why do you have to add the brick? Kilosif nami. After all, once you put a mate there and this thing's for him, then it should also be asur b'hana. The answer is lotzricha afagav defanya. Even if you move the mate out, that nonetheless it's asur b'hana because you added a brick when the mate was there. I'm from Hapam Rav Chista. Imaya makiro chotso. If you know where the brick is, you could pull it out. Umutar. All right, Toshma, Chotzev Kever Laviv. We had this earlier. If you dig a kever for your father, then you buried him somewhere else. You can never use it again. So you see that Hazman is enough. So Rav would answer, Hata Mishum Kfor Aviv. That's just because of honor for your father, because you set it aside for him. Hachinami Mistabra, that actually makes sense. Tiktani Sefer, at the end of that session, Gamliel Omer, Afa Chotzev Avmarim Laviv. Even if you quarried some rocks, for to set up a burial place for your father, you can't use those rocks. So if you accept the fact that here, because of father's honor, it's different, so Shapir. If you think it's Hazmana, nobody says that when you start spinning the flax that you're going to use to weave, that's already Hazmana. And cutting out the rocks, that's like spinning the flax. Nobody says that early in the process is called Hazmana. Okay, Toshma, Kever Chadash, Mutar Ba'ana, Hitobo Nefel Asur Ba'ana. So we had this statement that if you add a new Kever, you're allowed to get Hana, but if you even put a stillborn in there, then it's Asur. Hitil in lo Hitil lo, so it's without putting him in there, it's not. So you see that Hazmana Lav Milta. So who Adina Fagav de lo Hitil? No, even if he didn't put the Nefel in. Fukin Roshim Gamliel, Domar in the Fon Fitzat Kever. It's only there to go against Roshim Gamliel, who said that if you put a Nefel in, there's no Tfitzat Kever. Because Nephil doesn't claim space or claim ground. Kamash Malan against Rishon Gamliel that he does. Okay, Toshma. Motar ha-meitim la-meitim. If something's left over from a collection made, For burial, then it goes to other bet meitim. Motar ha-meitim is collected for one guy, liyoshav, goes to his heirs. So you see that Osman Allah miltahi. So achmayaskinan shegavu michaim. They collected it while he was alive. So halatani achim. We don't have a bra'am mishnah like that. Tinan motar ha-meitim la-meitim, motar ha-meit liyoshav. It goes to his heirs, not to him. Etani la-keitzat, gavu la-meitim stam. If they collected, the chevra kadisha collected. So zel motar ha-meitim la-meitim. But if they said we need it for this dead guy, then Zehu Motar Meit Liyoshav. That's the case, which means he's already dead. So Abaye seems to be challenged here. Look at the rest of it. Rameir says, you can't touch that money ever. You don't know what to do with it. Rabbanatan says, add it and use something else for the kever. Put another stone on the kever. Or pouring some liquid out in front of his bier when you're burying him, and make the funeral more honored. So what do we do with this? Both Abaye and Rava will look at this Mishnah and will explain it according to their own reasoning. Abaye says, of course, everybody agrees with me that Azman is meaningful. Tanakama says, anything when you collect it that's needed, the Hazmana works, but if you collected $1,000 when only $800 is needed, $200 on Tofes. Rameir Masafkale Tofes Ilo Tofes. Rameir says, I don't know. Hilkach Lo Yigabed Hashev Eliyahu. Therefore, the money has to sit till Eliyahu comes, which means it's always in stasis. Renatan Pshita Le Devare Tofes. Renatan says, it's certainly Tofes, therefore you have to do something for the maid. Hilkach Yaseh Dimos Al Kivot. Rav Mitar Zatameh. Rav explains it according to his reasoning that Hazmana Lav Miltahi. Koli Alma Hazmana Lav Miltahi. Tanakama savar ki bazule achule machil zilute gabi yorshin. When they spend the money, the dead person is mochel, so that his yorshin should get the money. That's why the extra goes to the yorshin. Meir masafkali mochil lo mochil. Meir says, I'm a supak of his mochil. Hilkach lo yigaben anshev eliyahu. Tamshita leidu lo mochil. It's obvious that he's not mochel. Hilkach is a dimus al kivro zilu fnei mitato. You have to use it for that mate. Okay, toshma. Hayu aviv imo mezakin bo kelim. Let's say a kid died, lo aleinu, a child died, and his parents were at the funeral, and they were throwing clothes into it. Mitzvah lachim latzilan. It's a mitzvah for people standing around to pull those clothes out. So you see that hazman alav miltahi. The answer is no. Hata mishum rarayu. That's just so bitter. They don't even know what they're doing. They're crazed with grief, and they're doing stuff. So it's clearly not meaningful. Now, hazmana means you have to really intend it. So, Rabbanit Shimon Gamliel say that's only if this clothes didn't touch the bier. Once they touch the bed, the bier, the coffin, you're not allowed to touch them, if that's the case. We're talking about a bed that is buried with him. When the people see it, and they see people pulling the clothes out, they'll think, oh, I guess you could take a tachrich off of a mate too, and use it for another mate. And that's a terrible thing. And therefore, to avoid that, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, once it touches the body, the mitah, it's usur. Okay, toshma, kisha asalonech bo tefillin. Go back to Rav Chista. If you made a pouch for tefillin, asalonech bo maot, you can't put money in there. Hineach bo tefillin, if you actually put tefillin in, yanech bo maot. So it sounds like Abaye. You see that Hazmona is the only thing that matters. No, read it this way. If you designate it and put tefillin, then you can't use it. Like Rav Chista. Toshma, Amar Lumana Seili Tikshel Sefer or Natikshel Tefillin. If you told a workman to make a pouch for a Sefer Torah or a pouch for tefillin, and then he made it, but before you used it for the Sefer Torah for tefillin, you could use it for something else. It's mundane. But if you already put Sefer Torah in there once, you can't. So you see that Hazman Alav Miltahi. The answer is Tanoi. He Detanya Tzipan Zahavo Shetala Leyan Or Shel Bematmeya. Let's say that somebody covered up. You had the tefillin and you covered it with gold, or you put on the skin of a donkey or some of the Bematmeya Psulot or Bematorak Sherot Avi Shaloyv Nalishman. Even though you didn't work the hide of the animal, l'shem tefillin. So you see that Hazman is not the issue. He says, no, it has to be done l'shman. So you see that there's a machloket about Hazmana, whether your intent really defines the object halachically. He goes back to the first topic that Rav and Abai were disagreeing about. He says, Rav, I don't understand the case. Where do you ever have a case where you throw the mate in the ground, meaning he's already buried, and then you start making tachrichim for him? So the whole question is a weird question. Orig begam the mate, you should have pre-prepared tachrichim. I'm eating on Shachvid Arpanya, in the town of Arpanya, they're so poor that they have to bury the mate, and only after they bury the mate, then they make the tachrichim, and then they put him on. Darsh Merimar, Hilchotak Avatei Rabai. Merimar said the halacha follows Abai, that Hazmona Miltahi, but Rabbanonami Hilchotak Avatei Rava. And indeed, Hilchotak Avatei Rava. We follow Rava, that Hazmona Lav Miltahi. Okay, Tana Rabbanon. And this piece, this halachic piece, is going to take us into some Agadah for the rest of the parak. Haruge Malchu Nichnesehen Lamelech. Those who were killed by the kingdom, by whatever kingdom it is, Malchut Yisrael, all their property goes to the king, goes to the state. Haruge Beitin Nichsein Liorshin. If they're killed by the Beitin, it goes to the family. Rabbi Yoromer Afaruge Malchu Nichsein Liorshin. He disagrees, said, even those killed by the king, their heirs inherit. Amuler Rabbi Yehuda Valokvar Neamar Hinevacherim Navot Asher Adcham L'Rishto. In the infamous case of Achav, when he was upset because his neighbor Navot wouldn't sell him the vineyard, and Izebel set up the kangaroo court in order to convict Navot of a crime. We'll see what that crime is in a minute. In order, so that the part of the crime, though, was a crime against the king, which is considered an act of treason, that he cursed the king. Of course, it never happened. And as a result of that, Achav was able to inherit the vineyard. But if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Haruge Malchut, their property doesn't go to the king, why was he able to do that? Amar Lahan, Ben Achi Aviv HaYavrui Liyosho Hayat. The Navot was really a relative of, through the male side of the family, of Achav, and that's why Achav really was, it was appropriate for him to inherit from him. He was an heir. So, Valod Harbe Banim Hayulo, but he had lots of sons, Navot. Amar Lahan, Otovet Panav Harag. Actually, he says that he killed, that Achav killed Navot, but he also killed Navot's sons. And therefore, they weren't around to inherit, and so Achav was the next to inherit. And what's the proof? Tek shenemar, im lo etmei Navot v'etmei vanav ra'iti. When Eliyahu comes to rank out, Achav for what he did, he said, I saw the blood of Navot and the blood of his sons. Course that don't exist, but the blood of his sons, that's the proof text that he killed them. So Amar Rabbanan, what did Rabbanan say? Hahu barim harin latzeit imenu. That doesn't mean, and it's like the sugi we had a couple of prakim ago about Cain, that doesn't mean the sons that he had, but rather the sons that he would have had you not conspired or gone along with this conspiracy to kill him. Okay, according to Rabbanan, I understand Hanudichtiv Barach Navot Elohim Vamelach. That's why the fake charge had to be that Navot cursed God and the king, so that it would be Haruge Malchut and it would go to the king. Elamandam and Echsen Liorshin. But according to those who say it goes to the Yorshin, and that the only way Achav got it was because they were family, then Lama Li Umelach. Why do I have to add to it? Why didn't Izebel had to add the claim that he cursed the king? Let it just be that he kills him for whatever reason, he's dead, and then it goes to the Orshim, and that's the king. So why'd they have to have him curse God? Just say he did something. They did it to get everybody really angry so they'd be complicit in the death. So again, I understand the position of Rabban. I understand why Yoav, when Shlomo put out the word after David died that he's going to kill Yoav, Yoav went and grabbed onto the horns of the Mizbeach, that he shouldn't be killed in the Beit Din. He wanted to be killed outside of the Beit Din so that his property would go to his heirs. He said, I want to die here. So why did Yoav do that? If anyways, even if he's killed by the Beit Din, it's going to go to his heirs. So what's the difference? The answer is the Chai Shah. He wanted another live, another hour, another 2 hours. What might it be? Whatever it might be. Okay, so in that story, Vayashav Benayahu Tamelach Tavar Lemor Kodver Yoav Choanani. So Shlomo sent Benayahu to kill Yoav. And when he did that, he found Yoav holding onto his Beach, and Yoav said what Yoav said. And Benayahu reported to the king that that's what he said. Amarle zil emale, go tell him, tarti lo tavid b'hai gavra. This is what Yoav sent the message back to Shlomo. Don't do two different things to me. E katlatle, if you're going to kill me, then kvul letute delati avuch, you're going to have to accept upon yourself the curse that David put on me. When did he put that curse on him? When Yoav killed Asael. If not, let me be, and I'll keep the curse. Now, so what did Shlomo tell Benayahu? You do exactly what he said, which is Yoav said, "I'll die here." You kill him there and bury him. So reviewed on Marav. So what happened? Kol Gashikol David Yoav and Kamu was a Rosh David, and David turned around, and David's lineage all ended up different people with a piece of the curse that David gave Yoav. What's an example? Yachri Beit Yoav Zav Umitzora Umachazik Papelach V'Nofel Bacher V'Chasar Lachem. The house of Yoav will never be missing a Zav, a Mitzora, somebody who's holding on to a walking stick, somebody who dies by the cherub, and somebody who's starving. Let's see this. Zav, Mirachavam. How do we know Rechavam, Shlomo's son, was a Zav? Dichtiv, Hamelech Rechavam, Hitametz Lalot B'Merkava, Lanus Yerushalayim. It says he went on a Merkava. Uchtiv, Kol HaMerkava, Shei Kaval HaBazav, Itma. The word Merkav is uniquely associated with the Zav in the Torah. All right, that's an allusion. Mitzora, this is famous, Uziyahu. Uziyahu, in Melochim, all we find out is that Uziyahu had a regent who covered for him, but Yotam, but in Divrei Yamim, we get more information. I'm going to go Div. Yizyahu, who was from Beit David, went and he insisted on doing the Ketoret. The Kohanim told him not to, and as soon as he did, the Tzara'at shined on his forehead, and that was it. He was gone. Machzik Bapelach, who's that? Me Asa. Now Asa's a good guy, but what happened? Tichtiv, Rakla Eitzik Nato Chalat Raglav. He became, his legs got sick, so he had to walk with a stick. Pudagara, pudagra, it's a foot disease. Marzuta Beredu of Nachman of Nachman Hechidami, Amarle Kemachat Basar Chai, it feels like a needle in the skin. Mene Yada, how did Rav Nachman know what it felt like? Maybe he had the same disease, pudagra. Maybe he got a masar from his teacher. The close ones to Hashem find out these secrets. Hashem tells them these secrets. We have a similar piece in Sota with how Ben-Azai knew how long it takes to have relations, because Ben-Azai never married. Okay, Nofel Bacherov, what's that? Mi Yoshiyahu. Yoshiyahu famously died in the war against Egypt up in Megiddo. Dichtiv, Vayoru Amorim, Lamelech Yoshiyahu. Remember Yehuda Merav? Sha'asu kol gufo kikvara. They didn't just kill him. They made him like a sieve. He got shot from all different directions. Chasar Lachim, who's that? Yechonya, who was exiled after 3 months by Nebuchadnezzar, ended up after a while having a royal meal as a prisoner of war. But they fed him, meaning he didn't have any food. He had to get fed by others. So all of these are descendants of David. Hainu da Amri Inshi, that is a fulfillment of the aphorism, Tehe luta velote la'ata. It's better to be one who is cursed than the one who gives a curse. Because what happens is, David gave the curse and it came back and hurt his whole family. Okay, so now what happened? Atyua liyoav dine. So, they brought Yoav, and this is another version of the story, that they actually did a din on Yoav, and they judged him. So let's start with this. The first one that Yoav killed, that David was angry about, was Avner, who was the chief of staff of Shaul, and after Shaul died, of Eshbaal. And Avner came to make a peace treaty with David, and as he was leaving, Yoav caught up with him and killed him. Amarle Gwala Dam Da Asael Havai, because after all, Avner killed my brother, Asael, and I'm the Gwala Dam. So Asael Rodef Havai. So they answered, Asael was a Rodef. Asael was chasing after Avner to kill him. Avner was right to defend himself. So he said, Avner was a bright enough guy that he could have stopped Asael by breaking his kneecaps or something. He'd have to kill him. Amarle lo yochile. So Avner didn't know how to. Amarle, so Yoav said back, Hashta b'dofen chamishit kiven le. He knew how to hit the exact point of the fifth rib, which is the spot. We're going to see this again a little later. where two parts of the intestines meet, and it's a perfect place to kill somebody. That's the fifth rib. That's the way we're reading it. Really, chomesh is the place where you gird on your sword. Chomesh is weapons. Yochar medofen chamishit. The drasha is the fifth rib. Makom shemara kavei tuliyin bo. That's exactly where the liver and the bile meet. So you think Avner could not have stopped Asael in some other way? He knew how exactly to hit him. Pinpoint. So Amrle Nezel Avner. Okay, maybe you're right about Avner. Maybe you're right. My time on Katle Amasa. But why'd you kill Amasa? After the incident with Avshalom, the rebellion of Avshalom, and by the way, after Yoav killed Avshalom when David commanded that nobody should kill him, Amasa was named to be the new chief of staff. He was Avshalom's chief of staff. It was a part of David's part to try to make peace with the rebellious faction. And then when they went to go search after Sheva ben Bichri and Shmuel bet Perachav, Yoav went out and found Amasa and killed him. So Amasa married Malchutave. He was a rebel against David. Dichtiv, Hayomer Melech Lamasa has Ekli at Ishu Dashlosh Yamim. Because David told Amasa to go get the people out in 3 days. Amasa Zikid Yudav Yocher. He said he took it too long. He rebelled. He took his time. So Amar Lei, so Shlomo said, Amasa Achin V'Rakin Dorish. He was Dorish. In Tanakh, the word Achin Rak is being a mute. What was that? Shechinu Daft the Fatiach Lu Masachta. They found him learning. Amar Ktiv Kol Isha Shem Red Picha V'Lo Yishmat V'Racha L'Chol Yishtetun Yumat. Anybody who rebels against the king will die. This is what the Reuven God and half Menashe said to Yoshua. Yachov, for the Divrei Torah, but I might think this is even true if they don't do what the king says because they're learning. Talmud Lomar, Rak Chazak Ve'Matz. It says Rak Chazak Ve'Matz, and the Rak is that an exclusion. In case of Chazak Ve'Matz, which is Divrei Torah, as you see in the middle of in the first part of that chapter of Yoshua, Divrei Torah trumped that. So therefore, Amasa had the right to do what he did. Allahu gavra mord malchutave. You were the mord malchut. You, Yoav. Dichtiv, shema ba'ad Yoav, ki Yoav nata achrei Adoniyav, achrei Shalom lo nata. After all, Yoav, when David was dying, you sided with Adoniyav, but you didn't side with Avshalom. My lo nata, what is lo nata? I mean, why didn't he side with Avshalom? If you had a shabikation taught for lo nata, he wanted to, but he didn't. My time lo nata, why didn't he do it? Rabbalazo, adayin lichuchit shel David kayemet. So there's still a little bit of David. David's still a little bit alive. I'm not going to do it. Yosef Chanina Mar Adain Istagninei Shal David Kayamin. Here, Istagnin means his mazal is still around. Damar Yoram Arav Arbam Miot Yiladim Ayula David. He had 400 sons. Kulam Bnei Yefet Yifat Tor. We had this in the second parak. They were all Bnei Yifat Tor. Umagadle Bluritayu. They had this fancy hairdo of warriors. Chin Barashah Gayasotayu. They used to walk in front of the army. Vehin Balei Gofin Shal David. They were the tough guys of David. Yoav didn't want to mess with them. That's why he didn't go with Avshalom. Upliga to Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. This entire direction of Yoav being a terrible guy, etc., goes against Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. And Rabbi Abba Kahana, Ilmalei David lo asa Yoav milchama, v'ilmalei Yoav lo asak David b'torah. That if it weren't for David, Yoav couldn't have gone to war. And if it weren't for Yoav, David couldn't have studied. It's like Zvulun Yisachar, almost. We describe two of them together. Why was David able to do Mishpat Tzaka? Because Mishum de Yoav alo Tzava, Yoav was at war. They were both needed. Yoav is a great guy. From here to the end of the parak, we're going to read Yoav as a great guy. So this is when Yoav came back from the Gdud, and he came back to Hebron. Avner had just left David after concluding an agreement to make a peace treaty, and Yoav then left and found Avner, and they brought him back from Bor HaSira. What is that? My Bor HaSira? Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Bor V'Sira Garmulo L'Avner Shiareg. Avner really should have died, because he should have learned a lesson from David, from the Bor and Sira. What is that a reference to? So Rashi gives an explanation, that the boar is a reference to the water that David took from Shaul's head in the middle of the night, and the Sirah is like the cave where David cut off the garment of Shaul. In other words, where David demonstrated that even though he could have killed Shaul several times, he still didn't, Avner should have learned from that David really was a worthy man and should not have chased after him. That's why he should have died. Okay. Vateo Yoav al toch ha-shar le-bei to ba-sheli. Yoav had him come to inside the shar to speak to him ba-sheli. We'll see what that means. I'm Yochanan. Shedano din Sanhedri. He judged him. Well, that's why it says shar. Rather, my Talmud told to the Asael. So he said, "Why did you kill Asael? Asa Rodefai. He was a Rodefai. Lachalisu lachad Rav should have stopped him with hurting one leg or something. Lo yachle, I couldn't do it. Hachadofen hachamishi covenant leg. You were able to nail the dofen hachamishi. Chadmer v'lo yachle, you couldn't do it. All right. So again, the argument we saw earlier, the very Torah shalu Rav Yehuda Marav al iske shalu, meaning he asked him questions, also technical questions. Rashi says he asked him a question. What do you do with the Yavama, who is amputee? How does she do Chalitza? And while Avner was thinking about the question, he killed him. We saw this already. Alright. This is what Shlomo says to Benayel when he says, go kill him. This will be comeuppance to Avner for killing two men who are greater than he, which is, for Yoav, for killing Avner and Amasa. Tovim, why were they Tovim? Shayu Dorshin Achin Varakin, which we saw earlier, Hulo Darash. They were greater than him, they knew how to learn better. Sadikim, Shahin Bapev Velo Asu. They said things and they didn't do them. Vuhu Bigarat Asai. He, in other words, they were directly commanded to do things, bad things, they didn't do them. And he only got a letter from David, and that's the letter where he sent out Uriah to have him killed by attacking Ammon. Okay, but Masal Nishmar Chera should be Yad Yoav. Masal was not careful about Yoav and his weapon. Amar Rav Shelocha Chashado. He didn't suspect that he was going to kill him. But then, now again, back to the notion that Yoav is a good guy. He was buried in his house in the Midbar. Now, Yoav is from David's family. He's a cousin of David. He lives in Beit Lachem. Atu Beit Midbar. Who? Why did he say his house is in the desert? In Rav Kimidbar, Mamidbar Mufkar Lakol, just like the desert belongs to everyone. His house was also belonged to everyone, meaning he always had a name there. Just like a midbar has no issue of gezel or arayot because nobody's there. Same thing with Yoav's family. And now we hear in Divrei Hamim that Yoav kept the city alive. He made sure that everybody would taste even the tastiest fish. He took care of the city. He was a great guy. And with that, we finish Perek Nigmar Hadin, Hadron Alach Nigmar Hadin. And in Mirtz Hashem, we will begin our study of the seventh Perek, Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.